I forget how we intro this, but I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm special guest Eric.
I'm special guest John.
And I'm guest Mike.
And these are some of the sodas we like. It's always straightforward. Mike, do you want to tell the... Right? Mike, do you want to tell the audience who you are, since you are a special guest?
Oh, yes. My name is Mike Furman, and I'm a musical comedian, which is impossible to say without making some kind of
noise. Sure you are, Mike. Notes,
but it's either quotations or...
I'll make sure that's included in the show notes. And of course, Eric and John were on last year. Eric's from Perpetual New Machine. Absolutely. John was Most Awesome Person 2012.
And yes, many that things in Time Magazine and Perpetual New Machine.
the two big publications.
Yeah.
I will say, Mike, I have had That Was Me stuck in my head on a loop for the past day and a half.
Oh, yeah, no, that was stellar. So
I can't get it.
I'm
out of
sorry,
my head.
Or you're welcome.
No, you should be sorry because I can only remember one verse.
Yeah. So. And now, just to embarrass Eric, the name of the song is The Old Me.
Wait, what did you say?
Son of a bitch.
That Was Me.
Yeah,
he knew.
So who wants to declare what we're poisoning us?
Let's let special guest Mike.
Yes. All right. I have grabbed a bottle of Ginseng Up with 19% real orange juice and in gray. By the way, it's really bright white lettering. Ginseng Up. It's orange. It's got some like roots or some stuff going on. And then in gray in the background, not really standing out. And it's just the root of all power.
Yeah,
all power is right here in a we should probably also include that.
No, no big deal.
So that's only for the people that pay close attention.
Yeah, exactly. Just so if you're wondering why you all of a sudden are the most powerful person,
it's ginseng up. Yeah. Orange.
It is 100% natural premium ginseng drink with cane sugar.
Oh, nice.
And it is a product of Worcester, Massachusetts. Really?
Really? Sure. Why not?
All the way down to
the tropical land of Massachusetts.
All right, sure.
All right. So, as always.
Yeah, get it by the mic so we get that crisp sound.
Oh, not so much crisp, but the cracking.
The cracking is nice.
That came through.
If you hear it.
I'm going to be editing this and I'll hear just chanting and cackling.
As I'm pouring it, I would like to note that it has a very kind of putrid yellow cloudy color.
Yeah.
I didn't
very want, appetizing.
I didn't want to pick this in the store because it had about a quarter inch of orange sediment on the bottom of each bottle.
Good.
But I think that might that might just be the natural orange juice.
That's called flavor, John.
Some flavor may settle during shipping.
Yeah, so far this looks like a juice that I would not normally drink.
Hold it up in the light again. That is like glowing.
Oh, yeah.
Orange dishwater.
Well,
There is a little bit left for anybody that would want to just...
If anybody wants to be our lucky winner.
Finish this off. Yeah. JD.
There we go.
Into the audience.
Yeah. Just...
Anything that goes into the audience is yours to keep.
So normally we give it the nose first. Mike is going to be a little bit different on this segment.
Yes, in that I cannot participate because I have no sense of smell.
Actually, so I would like to get what. Yeah.
What? All right. Here we go.
Anything?
Nothing.
That was really cool. That was a very good dramatic pause there.
I gave it a shot.
We have new audience members. Feel free to take any chair from anywhere. We have the entire space. Or you can sit at the bar.
Do you guys have a regular cheer that you say every time? Or is it a...
We can make one up. But I first we have to get the nose.
Was that? Oh, yeah, nose. Go for it.
Yeah. Tell my wife I love her.
There we go.
All right.
So what's it? Yeah, nose.
Okay.
It just smells kind of like old orange juice.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Definitely some citrus.
Old orange juice.
Yeah.
It's
That was probably the second name they had. Yeah.
It's like when you go to summer camp and you have that little orange juice box that you don't know how long it's been there undrank. You open the little carton and you start to get that first whiff and it smells like citrus and just age. Age of smell.
Especially if you grew up in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It's straight out of Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. It's orange that has the age of Massachusetts in it. That's
it's sort of like, you know,
like 1776.
Like oranges do.
If you ever are working a bar for whatever reason and they have that sort of bar grade orange juice. It's really not meant to be drank on its own.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I think it says on the ingredients bar grade.
Bar grade orange juice.
No, it's prison grade.
It's okay. It's pretty much.
Well, in Massachusetts, those are the same thing.
I mean,
that with soda water is what this smells like.
And apparently ginseng.
The ginseng is so strong you can't smell it.
Does ginseng have a distinct smell if it was?
I can't think of
probably orange juice derived.
Maybe that's that little bit of acidity at the very end.
Or the age.
Let's
have a sip.
All right. Down
to power.
To power.
Power.
Go.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Full body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If that's what power tastes like, I don't know if I want to have
it. There's a ginseng, I think.
All this power is going to my head, you guys.
So, impression?
I don't know what ginseng
because this is an audio podcast, I feel the need to point out, Bill just drank the rest of it in one gulp.
That was a powerful drink, Bill.
It's not very carbonated or anything.
No.
Actually, I would say it kind of tastes...
Thank you.
I'm not sure what the ginseng is supposed to taste like. But it kind of just tastes like watered down orange juice.
Yeah.
But way sweeter.
You can definitely taste that cane sugar.
Yeah, it's a lot of cane sugar.
Yeah, I don't think we need to put cane sugar directly into orange juice.
I think it's basically like a flat orange juice.
Yeah.
It's like, when you were growing up, did they ever get you, the tube of orange juice crystals?
It's just eating that?
Yes.
No, but that sounds awesome.
It's like they use too much water.
Thank you, Liz.
Twice as much water to stretch the orange juice.
I want
to
hear more about these orange juice crystals.
No, it's
called concentrated orange juice.
Yeah, you can get the...
Like a cylinder?
Yeah.
Didn't we learn about cylinders yesterday, people?
Yeah, I forgot about cylinders already. They're on our fingertips.
Yeah. There you go.
Everywhere.
You can make robots out of them. Then put them on kites.
Let's not advertise for big cylinders.
That's right. That's marketing.
Because then we're on Pillsbury, and then it opens
up. Not going down that rabbit hole. This was fine.
It's not bad. It's actually, I kind of like the slight carbonation. It was a little bit effervescent on the tongue, but not... Ooh.
Yeah.
Too much
fancy words.
Thank you, Liz.
Since we have a lot of stuff, let's keep moving. Let's describe our review process for first time people.
For first time listeners and Mike, so he knows what he's doing.
Yes, specifically.
There's more.
So our review process is two parts. Yeah,
you're not done yet.
We give an anecdote that lets everybody know how this drink makes us feel on an emotional level, so the people at home can connect to it.
Okay.
Or you can just blurt out the first adjective that comes to your mind, like, excited!
Okay.
And then we give a score on a 0 to 100 scale, because our original co-host decided that any scale that's smaller is total bullshit.
Okay.
A 50 is going to be completely average. We decided that's milk.
Okay.
A 100 is the best beverage you've ever had.
Okay.
And a 0, Eric,
is a dog
describing this.
Eating something it shouldn't. Crapping it out almost instantaneously, turning around, eating that crap, crapping that out again.
The second one was vomit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of iterations.
Crapping out instantaneously.
Just so long as it gets in and out of the dog.
Right, so it goes in and out of the dog a couple of times. Like then you pick up the dog, and it throws up in your mouth.
All right. That's it.
We decided to call that the CGI cocktail, canine gastrointestinal.
All right.
Yeah.
So
the closest thing we've ever had to a 0 was the aforementioned Power Mall.
Power Mall.
I gave it a
3.
You skewed it up. You gave it a 40-something.
I enjoyed it. Okay.
Now, what if this dog has the thing that dog ate or drank was a 100 beverage?
Oh.
It might not be. Maybe it breaks even.
Mm.
Whoa.
We never thought about that. Bill, do you want to experiment with these? Get the numbers?
Is there
science?
Once we find a 100 soda.
Okay. That you heard it now, soda pals. When we find a 100 soda.
I will never rate something 100 because rating something perfect makes me sad.
Bill,
so.
There's always room for improvement.
Oh, shit! Fuck!
Whoa.
We have a soda that...
broke
102. Yeah, with conditions, broke 102. The Green Apple Jones.
Wow.
If you if you take a shot of hot caramel and then do a green apple chaser, that Dave rated that a 140.
Like actual hot caramel, so, or just some sort of liqueur?
Actual dipping caramel.
Yeah.
Bill, it sounds like you have some work to do when we get back to shore.
Yeah. Well,
let us know how that goes.
I'm on it. I don't know how the dogs get crap that out.
So anyway, up to the ginseng up.
Yes.
Yes.
Mike, what do you think?
Or if somebody else has a
thing. My gut reaction, first word, if I use one adjective, free. Like, it just tastes typical. You know what I mean? Yeah. It tastes like if I was at like a conference.
Yeah, some sort of function.
Like, oh, we had this giant vat of, they push this button and juice will come out, and I'd be like, okay, cool.
Great. But I didn't pay for this.
I don't feel it.
I totally paid for this.
Yeah, I think you can see where my number is going to lie probably as well. But yeah, it tastes like typical. It just tastes like not terrible, not great. If we weren't sitting talking about it, I'd be talking about something else. I wouldn't be like, wait, can we come back to this? This is really, think about
what this is interesting. Yeah. No, that's not this.
You know what? Yeah. Okay. I was going to add that it's, well, you know, I'll do it on the number. It was gonna say 50, but then I was gonna say 51 because I like that tiny little hint of cane sugar as opposed to syrup.
Yeah.
So maybe
tops on the cane.
Like 55. I'll give 55. All right. A hint more than typical.
So, for me, the taste was fairly average, but I like to focus on the palate. So for me,
this could be just the most amazing.
It pulled me back to the fourth grade, which was the first time I ever punched someone, and I got this feeling in my body, like, wow, I can make a difference in the world, and in that time, my will won other things.
That's the message.
And
that explains why people were so happy when they punched me.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing feeling.
So, this explains so much.
Yeah, but just like the drink, the act of it in itself was just kind of, you know, hit or miss, because it kind of hurt my hand.
You literally, you hit them or you miss them.
Yeah. God. What was I saying?
You're punching children.
So, punching children is just one of my favorite pastimes. I still do it occasionally, from time
just
to time.
Just to relive the glory days.
But realistically, yeah, it wasn't bad. Like, it was pleasant. If it was given to me again, I would drink it and moderately enjoy it. But it's, the drink itself is rather forgettable. It's background noise.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we're chatting around. I might hit you in the face. Because I'm drinking ginseng the root of all power. I'm going to give the root of all power a 62.
All right. So for mine, I feel like I went to a prison-themed bar in Massachusetts, and I was terrified before going in, but then I went in, and it was just like the most basic layout ever. Everything's non-offensive and boring, and I'm just like, okay.
The interior was a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, just get some straightforward drink and then leave. Yeah. And I give that experience a 54 because that could have been a lot worse.
Nonplussed 48.
There you go.
I'm going to go back to the, you know, I have this invokes a very vivid memory of like being at a family party or something and there being a bar that you can make your own drinks. But being underage and not able to make alcoholic drinks. So I'm like, I will mix this orange juice that's been sitting out on the counter all day with some soda water. Because people are putting that in their hard drinks. Uh-huh. So maybe that'll be exciting. And then it's just sort of like,
you're just like, oh,
this
I just wasted my time. Okay.
It's a screwdriver without the driver to drive.
Yeah. So that's sort of my impression there. But the, I really think it's too sweet. But otherwise, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's at least it's the cane sugar sweet and not like a chemical sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
HFCs.
It's true. It's not diety or anything. It's kind of juicy.
So I'll go 60.
Okay. So we only had a 14-point swing? That's weird for a group this size. Usually it's like 80.
It may be really average.
Yeah, yeah. Really indicative of the averageness of the drink.
Yeah.
JD, what's your take?
What are I going to go?
Real quick.
It reminds me sort of the big vat of McDonald's orange drink that you get at like a soccer tournament or you know, and it's I was always
horrible. Thanks, that's enough.
I was gonna give it like a 45, but I realized that that's a pun. The root of all pun, because ginseng is a root.
Jesus! That really snuck up on me.
Welcome to the
ship,
guys.
So I'll give it a 60.
Right. Well, I already averaged the score, but I don't think he's going to move it all that much anyway.
Wow.
But I know I don't matter.
No. You gave it 15 points for a pun.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
I love words.
Jamie loves punny jokes.
Yeah. The average for this is 55.8.
It's better than Mill.
Because not trolling the average score, or not rounding the average score, is the best way to troll our original co-host.
Yes. Yeah, it's that.
All
right.
Do you guys take into account, like, we drank it out of a nice glass? Oh, we always drink it out of a nice glass. Okay. Ever since, out of a can, if it was like a little warmer and out of a can, I might be down to like, yeah, that'd be pretty bad. Yeah, we rated on the current experience. Okay. We also, I'd like to correct for Eric. First of all, when we're doing this at home, we don't drink it out of the glass. We have our own bottles. Second of all, we didn't always drink it out of the glass. We originally started on the last cruise drinking out of wax paper cups, and our first guest was David Reese. Yeah, he was.
So thanks to David Reese for showing us the way to class.
Yeah,
he brought his wine store knowledge to us all.
All right, so I think that wraps up this episode. Until next time, see you later, soda pals.
Ginseng up.
It's
up. It's up there.
It's better than milk.
Yay! Put it on your cereal.